This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. Greg Quinn is responsible for bringing black currants back to the U.S. market and, in fact, grows black currants on his current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York. He's a naturalist and a farmer, and we look forward to his commentaries every week.
Hi, I'm Greg Quinn with this week's Notes from the Currant Farm. Last week, I explained what happens when honeybees swarm. The queen takes 50% of the workers and leaves the hive to find a new home. But what about the remaining 50% of the hive without a queen? The honeybee has been in the news a lot because many beekeepers have been experiencing dramatic losses in the bee population over the last decade or so. The experts are not entirely sure about the reasons for the decline. A certain class of pesticides called neonicotinoids are being studied. The population of a parasitic varroa mite harmful to honeybees seems to be increasing. And there is a noticeable reduction in the diverse variety of nectar and pollen-producing wildflowers and trees. And it's possible that it's a combination of all of these. Bees, along with birds, bats, butterflies, and other insects, are responsible for pollinating fruits, vegetable crops, livestock feed crops such as alfalfa and clover, and the nuts, seeds, wild berries, and fruits that provide food for the millions of species that make up the animal part of our ecosystem, from the largest bear down to the tiniest songbird. Experts have estimated the economic value of pollinators at $15 billion a year. And of all the pollinators, the honeybee is by far the most productive. The problem has become so serious that this past week, the Obama administration launched the first national strategy to promote the health of honeybees and other pollinators. Scientists, farmers, and beekeepers, like yours truly, applaud this initiative. The sharp decline in the honeybee population has been called a potential ecological disaster by scientists and environmentalists alike. Among other actions, the plan calls for new ways to ensure a variety of nectar and pollen-producing plants in highway and roadside habitats, commercial developments, and even properly replanting forested areas destroyed by wildfires. Meanwhile, back at our queenless beehive, the remaining 50% of the workers that stayed behind have a problem. They need a queen, and fast. Honeybees are social insects, which means they have a single mother who keeps the population healthy by laying eggs every day throughout the spring and summer season. Without a queen, the hive would die out in little more than a month. The remaining workers, all of whom are females, and the relatively small number of males, called drones, are immediately aware of the fact that the queen has left by the absence of her scent. They instinctively know that they need a queen, and so they set about choosing four or five larvae that the departing queen produced just days before she left. All honeybee larvae are fed a diet of a substance called royal jelly for 2 days, but these newly chosen larvae will stay on this royal jelly diet as they develop. The eggs, which originally were destined to become female workers, but with this special royal diet, they'll all become queens. In 16 days, the new queens will emerge, and the first one out will set about killing the others. There can only be one queen. She then leaves the hive on a mating flight. She exudes a pheromone, which attracts all the drones in the area, and breeds with as many as 20 to 30 of them. This ensures a healthy DNA diversity. She then returns to the hive and takes up her role as queen mother and leader of the colony, laying up to 2,000 eggs every day during the spring and summer season for 3 to 4 years, all from that one breeding flight. With a new queen, the 30 to 60,000 honeybees in the hive settle down and return to the business of pollinating the flowers of the world, ensuring a steady source of fruits, vegetables, seeds, and nuts, which we and all other animals take for granted. Oh, and they also produce the most wonderful honey for my oatmeal every morning, which I never take for granted. For a podcast of this and previous notes from the Currant Farm, and to learn about the healthiest berry, go to currants.com. That's currants with an A.
And with farmer and naturalist Greg Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict.
Karen wasn't recovering correctly from her recent surgery. Her doctor apologized several times and said he would have to operate again to make things right. Karen feels that his apology in front of witnesses is an admission of guilt and justifies a malpractice suit. Is she correct? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Most states actually have laws stating that apologies made by medical professionals for treatments rendered are inadmissible and not evidence of malpractice. And that's the final verdict.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Noah's Ark may be biblical history to most of us, but the English have set about to create their own ark, given new real estate development plans across the island nation. In what is described by many as the largest wildlife relocation program in the world, tens of thousands of animals are being relocated to nature reserves throughout the United Kingdom. All this on the heels of a major development along the Thames River estuary. Some 50,000 animals have already been captured along the 1,500-acre site 25 miles east of London. And still to be relocated are at least 100,000 more animals. According to the Independent of London newspaper, it almost took 8 months and more than 500 traps to capture hundreds of water voles that are already endangered and may or may not survive the forced recolonization. So what price progress? From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.